Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, born in the manger of Bethlehem. Amen. A church of which I was once a pastor in the southern countryside of Minnesota lost its organist when she moved to the Twin Cities. Mind you, this is a church in wonderful farm country with even more wonderful people, but not the hotbed of classically trained musicians. Even in Rochester, talented organists are few. In this town, you'd have better luck finding a talented brain surgeon than you would a competent organist. So in this farming community, advertising for an organist didn't seem like it would be a profitable idea. I could have just as well advertised for a brain surgeon to set up shop in the church kitchen. Recruitment was probably the only way we were going to get an organist. Lo and behold, 2.5 miles west of the church lived an organist. He drove 2.5 miles past our church, another 15 miles into Albert Lea, to play church organ there. So I called Sheldon. I visited Sheldon. I invited Sheldon to the church to visit around the organ. I called Sheldon again. I visited Sheldon again. I think Sheldon got sick of me. He finally said yes. Now, what you might think was an organist doing, living quite a ways away from any real population center of people? Well, Sheldon was an organist, but playing organ does not pay the bills. He was also a farmer. He was a sheep farmer. Because of that, we would often talk about sheep. Sheep come up so often in biblical texts. Now, Sheldon loved his sheep, but he considered them as dumb as fence posts. He would tell these stories of him getting them out of absurd situations, a sheep grazing with head down and wedging itself into a place where it couldn't figure out how to wedge itself back out of the situation. He would find a whole group of sheep in peril because they had followed the leader. That's what they do, follow the leader. Sheep who couldn't protect themselves from any predator, including wild dogs that sometimes roam that countryside. Sheldon had a degree from one of our great Lutheran colleges. He was a great organist. And once in a while, he would blurt out to me, "What am I doing as a sheep farmer?" On this first Sunday of the Christmas season, and most years there are two Sundays in that Christmas season, but occasionally there is a year where there's only one Sunday between December 25 and January 6th, Epiphany. But on this first Sunday of Christmas, we return somehow to the shepherd's story on that Christmas night in Luke 2. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, I know Sheldon commiserated with these shepherds. Shepherds who needed to watch over these sheep every hour of the day, including through the night, so that predators like lions would not kill the flock. Shepherds who needed to spend so much time away from family and community, days, weeks, even months at a time away from family, a very solitary lifestyle. In order to have a decent conversation, shepherds needed to learn to talk to themselves. Now I know you're all signing up to be shepherds. I know if Sheldon called you, you'd be all too ready to go help him extract a sheep with its head stuck under a board. A sheep that somehow found a way to twist its head to get under the board, licking up a few extra kernels of grain, but then couldn't figure out how to get that head back out from under the board. I know that the next time a sheep farmer puts out an ad for help on Indeed.com, you are going to be the first to respond. Or not. And yet in this Christmas story, we lift up the shepherds as just a little lower than the angels. Would the Christmas story have been the same without shepherds? We go from the highest and the holiest angels to the least and the lowliest shepherds. It is astounding that God decided that his first human messengers of the greatest story in all of the universe would be shepherds. Having heard that message from the angels hustling over to Bethlehem to see the baby, seeing the baby, telling of the angels, visitant, all are wondering. To read Luke's version, the shepherds can hardly contain their excitement, and they return to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all that they have heard and seen. Now, you might consider yourselves ordinary people. I have great news for you. There is no one more ordinary than a shepherd. And if God could come to the likes of shepherds, God can come to the likes of you and me. Besides, shepherds can't be all bad. King David was a shepherd. We call Jesus the Good Shepherd. And if Jesus is the Good Shepherd, that makes us the sheep. Are we sometimes the senseless ones who put ourselves into predicaments? Do we sometimes follow the leader? Sometimes leaders of this world who intend no good for us. Are there predators out in the wilderness who seek to do us harm? Of course, the answer to all those questions is yes. The wisest among us make bad decisions. There's not a person in this room who in the last year has not been in a predicament where you have hoped that there would be someone or something that would rescue you. Great news. That someone is already here. One who was sung by the angels, lauded by the shepherds, conceived of by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Great news. May we, with the very ordinary shepherds, glorify and praise God for all that we have heard and seen. Merry Christmas. Amen. Please rise and sing a shepherd's medley.